Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 43 after the hour. 17 till... 21 years ago, this week, we met a guy named Gary Moore, and our world hasn't been the same since. Gary Moore, happy anniversary, baby. Thanks for 21 great years.
That's incredible, Jim. How'd you get older and I didn't?
I know. I don't know how that happens.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, it's been fun. Thank you for 21 great years.
It has been, Jim. Pleasure knowing you.
Yep, you too, buddy. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, financialseminary.org, is that right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so check out the website. The books are there. We're talking about the CEO Roundtable, and as we went to the break, Gary, we're talking about social responsibility, and you were helping us understand what that means, but also the fact that corporate America is very low on the opinion ranking of most people. But at the top of the list are our military, our emergency responders and military. Number two are small business owners. Way down the list is corporate America. Why isn't Washington saying, you know what, we need to ask small business owners more about what they're doing right to get this kind of a ranking? I'm convinced that if the world revolved around small businesses, it'd be a better world. What do you think?
Well, it would, but the real reason small business owners are taking care of business rather than going to Washington and lobbying for what they want. They just work for it. That's the answer.
And we are the poster children for the invisible hand, aren't we? Because when we do things, our efforts convert into something good for society, don't they?
That's correct. Absolutely. And the reason is it's so close to the ground. You'll hear conservatives, for example, argue that the closer government is to the people, the more effective it is. As people get up in Washington, just like when I was on Wall Street and when they went to New York, they lost touch with what goes on down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The same way with business, and it's been the same way with the church and almost any institution. The larger it gets, the more efficient it becomes, but the less effective it becomes in satisfying all the needs of the people. And that's what was so dangerous, I believe, about Milton Friedman's idea. I want to disagree a little bit about Adam Smith. That came from his famous statement that a baker who bakes bread in the morning just looking out to make money does more good for everybody than all the social planners in the world. There's an inherent assumption in that he produced a good product. Adam Smith was an extremely moral person who almost believed that what's good for yourself is good for your neighbor and vice versa. Sir John Templeton used to tell us, if you can forget entirely about yourself, this sounds really strange, but if you think it through, it works, Jim. And focus entirely on the needs of your customer, you'll end up being successful.
Right.
That's a paradox. It's hard to
see. I don't see that as exclusive to Smith, though. See, because in the serving of your own interests, that's what you're doing. You're taking care of customers. That the taking care of customers is the fulfillment of the invisible hand.
Yeah, but the problem is CEOs after Milton Friedman and around 1980 forgot some of the things that what is taking care of the customer is all about. Wall Street's a perfect example, Jim. When I started in the business almost years ago, we would try to find good investments for people and then introduce them to it, and they'd invest in it, and everything worked real well. All of a sudden, the Wall Street became what's called financial supermarkets. And we didn't recommend healthy food to people, if you want to use that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
What we did is we just put everything in the world out there. The client made the choices, supposedly with your guidance. And most of the time, the brokers didn't know what was going on. So they ended up in all kinds of stuff, from railroad cars to airplanes to computers to God knows what. 90% of what didn't work for anybody except
right.
the corporation issuing the things.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the Smith's assumption was people are going to behave morally. And he wrote a book called The Theory of Moral Sentiments that
yep.
made him famous long before he wrote The Wealth of Nations.
Yes.
And in it, he clearly explains there has to be a moral base for business. But Friedman comes along and teaches these MBAs who probably never worked in a factory or small business
right.
in their life.
Never got a blister on their hand in
their
life.
You don't have to care about anybody.
But Gary, but
here's
how things are different now, though, I think. This is where I'm over.
Yep.
I'm more on your side than you think these days. Because
I know you are.
And as I said, I started thinking, in my new book, I talk about what I call the visible hand. I think the future
yep.
of corporate America and reforming capitalism. I don't think we need to throw out capitalism, obviously not throw it out and replace it with socialism. I do think there are some reforms that need to be made along the lines of a visible hand. And the only reason I'm saying that is we have corporate America right now. You talked about the customer. They need to start being more sensitive to their employees, the internal customers. That's where they get upside down, and they're more beholden to the analysts in every 90 days than they are to their own people who helped them get there. What do you think? Last thoughts, quickly.
I think absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. Now that you've agreed with me, hold on to that thought. We'll be right back. I'll let Gary expand on that after the break. Tintail. See how I did that, folks? This is not my first goat roping. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.